with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The White House is optimistic about its 28-point peace plan to end Russia's war against Ukraine. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
There's been pushback from some European leaders who believe the proposal heavily favors Russia. But White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt insists that both Russia and Ukraine are being represented in the negotiations.
The idea that the United States of America is not engaging with both sides equally in this war to bring it to an end is a complete and total fallacy.
President Trump initially demanded that Ukraine accept the plan by Thanksgiving. U.S. officials say ongoing talks have been productive. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A major deal across the pond involving rival newspapers.
The owner of the Daily Mail has struck a £500 million, $650 million deal to buy rival newspaper The Telegraph that would create one of the most powerful right-leaning media groups in Britain. The deal comes a week after U.S.-based private investment firm Redbird Capital Partners withdrew its bid for The Telegraph, one of Britain's biggest newspapers. Some analysts say the deal creates a right-leaning publishing powerhouse.
Correspondent Bill Alexander reporting. The Pentagon is investigating Democratic Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona for possible breaches of military law after the former Navy pilot joined a handful of other lawmakers in a video that called for U.S. troops to defy illegal orders. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says Senator Kelly's intent in the video was clear.
What Senator Mark Kelly was actually trying to do was intimidate the 1.3 million active duty service members who are currently serving in our United States Armed Forces.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 202 points, the Nasdaq rose 598. This is SRN News. A Christian legal group is making a list and checking it twice.
Liberty Counsel is urging believers not to do their Christmas shopping at retailers who refuse to even mention the holiday in their advertising. And so they have released their annual naughty and nice list so Christians can vote with their feet. Amongst those who censor Christmas are Barnes & Noble, Big Lots, Walgreens, and Nordstrom's. On the nice list, retailers who mention Christmas, you will find Hallmark, Best Buy, Lowe's, Target, Walmart, and Macy's. You can see the complete list, both of them, at lc.org. Michael Harrington reporting.
Anti-Semitic incidents in the Czech Republic reached record levels last year. In its annual report, the Federation of the Jewish Communities says it registered 4,700 anti-Semitic incidents in 2024, almost 9% more than in the year before. This is SRN News. Another rally for Alphabet leads the U.S. stock market higher.
Stocks rallied on Wall Street, finding some strength following a shaky few weeks. The S&P 500 climbed 1.5% Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 202 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite added 2.7%. Markets are becoming more hopeful that the Federal Reserve will cut its main interest rate again in December. Stocks caught up in the frenzy over artificial intelligence made more gains. Google parent company Alphabet jumped 6.3%. U.S. markets will be closed Thursday for Thanksgiving. Seth Sutel, New York.
Bird flu and another disease have shrunk the U.S. turkey population to a 40-year low this year. Wholesale turkey prices are expected to be up more than 40% as a result. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.